today we are celebrating the ordinance, and it's one of, there's a handful of ordinances in Scripture, and we today are celebrating the ordinance of water baptism. And I think it's also very important. There are some things that can be deliberated doctrinally in Scripture, but the entire work of baptism as such is not to be deliberated or debated at all, because the Bible is very, very explicit about the work of baptism. So today we're celebrating the salvation of five individuals, and we're celebrating that work of salvation through in six. Yes, I had one come, another one added since I did my message. So water baptism, I want you to know it's more candidates, especially. It's more than an elective. It is keeping with the ordinance of Scripture, as Peter ordered the command to repent and be baptized. But as we examine the Gospels, we find that water baptism was set in place before the apostle proclaimed that ordinance in Acts chapter 2. Matthew, Mark, Luke, three of the four Gospels all provide a synopsis of Jesus' baptism. Jesus had to be baptized. He wanted to be baptized. But for the sake of time, we're only going to read Matthew's Gospel. I want you to turn there to Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Then when Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John, but John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? John didn't understand, obviously, and I can understand John not understanding. Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. So I want you to notice Jesus' reply. It is now proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Okay? As soon as Jesus, in verse 16, was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love, and I'm well pleased with him. Now, baptism, again, is a celebration, and it's a public acknowledgement of your experience of salvation. The baptism of Jesus is significant for us this morning, though, because it marked the beginning of the manifestation ministry of Jesus. In other words, it marked the beginning of the last 3 years of his earthly life, as we think about it. So as we read, there was three significant occurrences that happened in this act of Jesus' baptism. We know, because the Scriptures already told us, that it is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. But then when we see the baptism of Jesus take place, there's three significant things happen. The first thing that happened was we saw that the heavens opened up. All the glory of God opened up at the baptism of Jesus. The second thing we see is the Holy Spirit descending in the form of a dove, and the Holy Spirit did rest upon Jesus' shoulder, if you would. And thirdly, God spoke. Now that's very important to us in Scripture, because as we begin to think about Jesus fulfilling the call of ministry that he came to do, the mission of ministry that he came to do. His name, I love it. I sat in a class last week during camp meeting, and Pastor Ray Willis. Pastor Ray Willis says, we need to realize Jesus' last name is not Christ. No. It's like my last name is Taylor, John is Jenkins, and Pam is Browning. Jesus' last name is not Christ. Rather, Christ is the identity of who Jesus is. Not was, but is. Christ means the anointed one. The anointed one prepared. So Jesus was prepared and he was anointed. He is the Christ. So the Christ is baptized. The anointed one is baptized in fulfilling of righteousness. The heavens opened up, the Holy Spirit descends, God speaks. Jesus is in the middle of the water, okay? When the heavens open, the Holy Spirit descends, and out of the heavens God spoke. That is, if you would, the fulfillment, or that is the first place in Scripture that we see the manifest presence of both Father, of all three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the true one Godhead. Okay? So that's very important to us. But why was Jesus baptized? He didn't have to confess or repent of sin because Jesus was without sin. But what we do see here, in keeping with righteousness, it was a public display of submission and Jesus' empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Today, these six candidates are going to be baptized. It too is a public submission of their receiving Jesus through faith as their Savior. But it is also, I think, there is a significant occurrence in water baptism because it speaks of an empowerment of the Spirit of God. Because you're publicly making a statement, I am the Lord's. My friends most of them live up in Princeton, Chosen Road, Jonathan Buckner. A few years ago, they put out a song, and the name of that song was The Watery Grave. And that's what baptism symbolizes. It's the dying away of the old, and it's bringing forth of the new out of the water. And water, of course, is symbolic of the Spirit. So we see that fulfillment of the Trinity, if you would. And there's three expressions or three provisions that I think that we offer as we express our faith through water baptism. And for the six of you, that's what you're doing this morning. You're expressing your faith through water baptism. Three things that I think that you want to realize that are occurring this morning. Number one, you're positioning yourself for an inflow of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, when he stood in the midst of that river, had was positioned for an inflow of the Holy Spirit. And we saw it occur as we read the scripture. The heavens opened up, but then the Spirit descended in the form of a dove. Now Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three in one, but yet they have a different manifestation that they do, a different work that takes place in each of their administrations. There's one God manifest in three spirits, in three persons. That's the true and Godhead. And the reality of it is that we're saved by faith through Jesus Christ. But we need the Holy Spirit at work in our life. And I think this morning as we baptize in water, I think we are making ourselves susceptible, if you would, for an inflow of the Holy Spirit that never experienced before, guys. And thirdly, just like Jesus, I think we are positioning ourselves for a spiritual occurrence. I think you are positioning yourself for a spiritual breakthrough. There may be barriers. There may be things in your life that you have wrestled with, even in this early season of your salvation, or however many years you've been saved, or days, or weeks, or months, or years. But the reality of it is, you're positioning yourself for spiritual breakthrough through water baptism. The two ordinances that I think are very critical to the church, water baptism, the other is sacrament or the Lord's Supper, or communion as we call it. Those two ordinances are very critical in observing them in the right manner, in the like faith. I think they are very, very much critical to us experience breakthrough in what we need from God. And my prayer today is the six of you all are going to have not just a wet experience, but you're going to have a spiritual experience as you're baptized in water this morning. And then as we go back and we think of that last thing, the voice of the Father. When you think about what Jesus said, or what God said, what the Father spoke over His Son Jesus as He was being baptized, He said, "This is My beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Jesus was putting God was putting His approval on Jesus. But understand this, He was also placing a seal of approval through the act of water baptism. Now, we don't emphasize baptism is an absolute necessity for salvation like many as Pentecostal believers, but I do believe it is an important part, and I believe it should be observed. The ordinance should be observed following our salvation. But understand this with me today. When we are baptized in water, I think it causes God, if you would, to smile down on us. It makes Him pleased. It makes Him happy. So I think in the sense of that, we are pleasing God. You six are pleasing God this morning by making a brave statement publicly that I have been saved. So yeah, today is about your public display of faith. And I know some of you are a little bit bashful. Okay? And it's not as easy for you to get up and say stuff like myself or maybe some Pam or other people or Nathan or other people in the church do, but today you're making a statement. And you're not only making a statement to yourself, but you're making a statement to a room full of people, a network out there, YouTube land and Facebook land, because they're going to zoom in on you with that camera, not to make you nervous, okay? But you're making a statement that I love that old song, I have decided to follow Jesus. And you're making a statement, I have made a decision to follow Jesus. You suddenly wasn't zapped into perfection. You suddenly everything just didn't get fixed in your life. But you've decided to follow Jesus. And the next line of that song says, no turning back, no turning back. And I hope and I believe that your mind is that made up this morning, because you could have missed another water baptism. You could have went along and said, well, that's okay, I'll do it another time. But you chose to be baptized today. So this is a holy act of obedience that I believe is going to lead you guys into a deeper experience. Because it was in water baptism that we see the fullness of the gospel. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come together. And I believe that the six of you are going to have that kind of experience as well. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, every one of our candidates have confirmed their salvation through faith, and you'll get to hear that, see that, and hear that before we baptize each one of them. But before we baptize any of these people here this morning, I want to ask another question. If you're in this room, and we've already prayed, I prayed a prayer of faith over everybody in this room as the candidates were out changing, preparing themselves. But I want to ask you this question today. Have you accepted Jesus Christ through faith? Have you done so? Everybody in this room, not just the baptismal candidates. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ through faith, it's an excellent time to do so. You see, then baptism, water baptism is the next step. And if you'd say, hey, I don't care, I'll go home wet, that's okay, we'll add you to the list here, okay? But if you're in this room and you've never given your heart and life to Jesus, I just want you to bow your head with me right now. And with the heads bowed across this room, everybody with heads bowed, I just want us to pray this prayer in unison. If you'll just follow with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Thank you for Jesus, your Son, that gave His life for me, that I could be your son or your daughter. He redeemed and He paid the price that I may be saved. So I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me of my sin. I ask you, Jesus, to make my life new. Recreate me. Renew me. Save me. I believe there is no other name whereby a person can be saved other than Jesus. So Jesus, I ask this in your name. Believe in the Word of God to be true. I believe you were born of a virgin. I believe you died on a cross. I believe you were buried in a borrowed tomb. But I believe you rose again. And right now you're seated with God, your Father, and there you are making intercession for me. You're my advocate. You're my lawyer. I plead guilty, but you took my responsibilities and you've saved me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Yeah. Now, according to the book of Romans, according to the book of Romans, if we have believed on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God has raised Him from the dead, and we have repented, we shall be saved. I can give that to you in black and white after service if you'd like. But if you were not saved when you came in this room this morning, through that simple prayer, if you believe in faith, if you believe in your heart, Paul said, or in Romans, if you believe with your heart and you confess Christ Jesus with your mouth as Lord, you shall be saved. So as simple as believing in faith that God has saved you through His Son, Jesus Christ. But if you've done so this morning, I'd like for you to come tell me. Even if you want to be baptized, we got some extra towels, okay? We can fix you right up. Just make your way back with the rest of these candidates. But please let us know before you leave this place this morning that you prayed that prayer and you believed in faith that you are saved. And you may not have felt that way when you came in this room. But now you know. Because it's good to know that you know that you know. I want to ask our candidates, and somebody may want to grab the children's church. Heath, you're going to help me first. And then Chase is going to come along and help me. And the reason I've asked these two fellas to help me is because of the candidates that we have. Who is the oldest one? Josh, you're the old man of this bunch. I can't ask her. I can't ask her how old she is. I can't ask her. Dimple is 38 and she is the oldest. And the youngest is Emily and she is 16. You're 17 now? Gosh, you're getting old. Hey, and it doesn't matter if they're little or if they're 90 years old. I've baptized people in wheelchairs before, okay? But listen to me. But isn't it wonderful to see the future of the church, however long that God intends to let the church remain as such here on this earth? Isn't it wonderful that we're seeing young people? As the kids are coming back in, let me tell you this. you know, many of you heard me share this before, but 10.5 years ago when Sarah and I come here, we were nearly the youth group. There was a few younger than us, but the average age of the church was like in the early 60s. The average age of Voice of Praise Worship Center right now is somewhere between 32 and 33 years old. Isn't that remarkable what God is doing? Listen. All young people, and young people to me is 40 and under, okay? All young people are not bad, okay? A lot of them are still worshiping and giving their heart and lives to Jesus. So I'm going to ask all the candidates to make your way. And Heath, come on, sir. Come on. And he's going to help me. And then Chase will help me with the older ones. And Sarah is going to get you lined up. Everybody got your towel? All right. Man, that is like bath water for seeing you are wondering. So if you see anybody get shaken, it's not because they're cold. It's the Holy Ghost. Okay? Our first candidate today, just step right there. And come down. And come down. Sit right here. I'm gonna let you hold this. Okay? Now turn facing this way. Sit down. Now, there's a slot you can put your toes under right there, okay? Okay? Give me a napkin. She didn't want one? Okay. All right. John, go ahead and run the video for Missy.
My name is Emily Flint, and I have believed upon Jesus as my Savior. Today, I'm being baptized as an outward expression of my faith.
Amen. We are so proud of you, Emily. We are so proud of you. Actually, I don't know that I'll need that. Just lay that over to me. I actually won't need it. We are so proud of you, and you're growing up on us, 17, but thank you. You just got back from youth camp. She just got back from youth camp, and youth camp was remarkable. You got one more year of youth camp. Heath, I want you to come up here. Come up here by me. I want you to grip your nose with this hand, and then I want you to take this arm, take this, and grab your wrist right here like this, okay? All right. I want you to pray. I think there's enough there. I'll lean in. I want you to pray over Emily.
Lord, thank you for what you're doing in Emily's life. We thank you that she has accepted you as her Lord and Savior, and she's decided to trust you and to live her life according to your word and your will, Lord. And we just thank you for her decision and that she will continue to live her life according to your word and to have a close-knit relationship with you all the days of her life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Heath. Heath is her youth pastor, by the way. Emily, it's a high honor and a great pleasure to publicly join with you in making your profession of faith. So I now baptize you in water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So you might want to use that mic, because I'm going to have you pray too. Okay. All right, now. I'm going to switch assistants here, and Chase is going to come and help me baptize these next candidates. Because they fall into the young adult category. None of them are, well, I guess you're still a teenager, but you're not teen. And it's, you want a handkerchief for everything?
No.
Okay. We're proud of Allison. Go ahead and run Allison's video.
My name is Allison, and I have believed upon Jesus as my Savior. Today, I am being baptized in water as an outward expression of my faith.
Amen. Amen. We are so proud of you. She went away to college, but she came back home. And I'm glad you did. You too, right. Your mom and daddy and your grandpa and grandpa are too. We're so proud of you, Allison, and thank you for the commitment that you made. And she helped with lock-in the other night, stayed up all night long. And God's just got great things for you, and He's going to use you mightily. What I need you to do is take that hand, grip your nose, take this and grab your wrist right there. And then Chase, if you would, pray over. He's got the green mic now. Okay. Yeah.
So, Father God, we thank you, God, for this opportunity we have to approach you, Lord. We thank you for Allison's life. We thank you that she made the decision to follow you, Jesus. God, we ask that you would enable her steps, enable her hands to do your work, Lord, as she follows you, and that she would go on to make disciples of all nations, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Allison, it's a great honor and a pleasure and a privilege to baptize you as an outward expression of your salvation. So I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 Who's next on the list? I'll make sure to. Okay. All right. All right. Haley. Would you like a handkerchief or do you want to hold your nose? Okay. You might want to take your glasses off. Wow. All right, run Haley's video.
Hi, my name is Haley, and I have believed upon Jesus as my Savior. Today I am being baptized in water as an outward expression of my faith.
Amen. We're proud of you too, girl. You know, y'all came with us. Was Easter your first time here? Towards the beginning of the year. So newer to us and first of the year, but we're so proud of you guys and we're glad you're here, and it thrilled me when I got the message that you wanted to be baptized. I'm going to get you to grab your nose, sort of cover your mouth with that hand and grab your wrist with your, okay. Chase is very instrumental in many of these young adult couples being here, he and Haley, and we're so proud. That's why I asked him to help us today. Let's go ahead and pray, sir.
Okay. So, Father, again, we come to you now, God. We lift up Haley before you. We thank you for Haley's life, God. We thank you for her outward declaration of faith, saying that you, Jesus Christ, are the Savior. You are Lord of Lords, God. We ask, God, that you would guide her steps and guide her hands, and that you would guide her heart, God. In her faith and her walk with you, Jesus. And we just thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Haley, it's my great honor and pleasure to baptize you in water as a public confession of your faith. And I baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You go right. All right, go ahead and play the next video. Brandon.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brandon, and I have believed upon Jesus as my Savior. Today, I'm being baptized in water as an outward expression of my faith in Him. Thank you.
You just hook your toes under that slot right there. It'll help you when you come up. Brandon, proud of you, buddy. His shorts have faith over fear. And what does that say? Psalms? I can't read Roman numerals. I didn't grow up in Rome. That's actually 25:20. Psalms 27 in verse 1. And man, you're making a big statement of faith today, young man. And we're very proud of you. And we just believe God's got big things for you. Just continue to pursue Him. I know you do. You do. I want to grab your nose with your right. And there's, oh, you got. I hope that's a waterproof watch. It is? Okay. Okay. Chase, you want to pray?
Yeah. God, I thank you for Brandon's life, God. I thank you that you've been with him all his days, even though he may have not even known it, God, but you were there. You've always been with him, God, and we pray that you would continue to be with him and guide his steps, guide his hands, guide his heart, God. We ask, God, that you would continue the work that you've been doing in his life, that you would continue upon it. You continue to build upon the foundation that you've laid in his life, God, and that you would build your house upon the rock, God. That you would continue to build your house in his life, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Brandon, it's a great pleasure to have had you over these past several months in services and to get to know you. And it's an honor to baptize you as a public confession of your faith. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. That's great. That's great. Proud of you guys. Okay. Our oldest candidate. Go ahead and play Dimple's video.
Hey, y'all. I'm Dimple, and I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And today, I'm being baptized in water as an outward expression of my faith.
She does? Okay. Okay. Yeah, come on up here. Come on up here. Come on. She wants Haley to be close by. Did you on purpose do that video from the beach? Shame on you if you did. I might hold you down longer. You'll grab your nose with the. There you go. You got to. We're so proud of you guys, and we value you all greatly. I want you to know that, and we want you to just continue to grow in your faith. Okay. Chase is going to pray.
Father God, again, we come before you now, God, and we lift up Dimple before you, Lord. We ask, God, that you would just be with her all her days, God, and we just thank you for this outward expression of faith that she is making a declaration today, Jesus, that you are King of her life, that you are Lord of Lords, Jesus. And God, that you would continue to show her your love in everyday life as she walks through life, God, that you would be with her, that you would show her that you are there with her, holding her hand every day, God. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 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 Dimple, again, it's our honor to have you guys as part of our Voice of Praise family, and it's an honor for me to baptize you as a public confession of your faith. And I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 Our last candidate is Josh. Go ahead and run, Josh.
Hey, guys. I'm Josh. I believe Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And today I'm getting baptized in water as an outward expression of my faith.
Amen. There's a notch in that bottom step. Hook your toes under that. It'll help you when you go to come back up and stick them up in there. Did you find it? Lift up just a little. There you go. There you go. There you go. You're a pretty good sized feller. I haven't lost anybody yet, but there's be the first. And you did another beach video. You know, Josh is Dimple's husband, and we're proud of the old man. Again, like I told your wife, we value you guys, and but more than we value you, God values you even more. Okay, don't never forget that. I'm going to get you to grip your nose with your... There you go. You know the protocol. Chase, if you will pray.
Father God, we lift up Josh before you. And God, we thank you for his life. We thank you for the work that you're doing in his life, God. We thank you for all the blessings that you've poured out into his life, God. And that he would come to know the realization and the magnitude of the blessings and the favor that he has in you, God. We pray that he would continue to walk with you, God. Guide his footsteps and guide his hands. And God, his heart, God, that you continue to show him your love and your grace and your mercy, God, in all his days, God. And we thank you for his life, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Josh, it's my honor to baptize you as a public confession of your faith in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Is there anyone else that would like to be baptized this morning? Seriously, you know, we've got towels to accommodate you if you'd like. Okay, if that's the last candidate, we've got a short video for you to watch while we sort of collect ourselves together. Thank you, Chase. Thank you, Heath. And I appreciate both of you and Haley. Appreciate you all for assisting today. And let me say a special appreciation to Frankie. He always prepares the baptistry, gets the water fuel, and gets the heater on. Thank you so much for all that you do, Frankie, as well.